A mix of stories this week, more funding for support for victims of domestic abuse, a seemingly annual story about families who are furious that their children were sent home from school for wearing the wrong shoes, and the latest warning about scammers. But John starts with a warning about illegal use of blue badges.
Seven people in Norfolk have been prosecuted for illegal use of blue badges for disabled people amid surging reports of misuse. Norfolk County Council carried out 103 investigations into reports of misuse in 2021-22, up from 52 in the previous year. While 55 of the latest cases resulted in letters warning and advising people to use the badges correctly, seven people were taken to court. They included a husband who used a blue badge issued to his wife to park on double yellow lines in Old Post Office Street in Fakenham in December last year. He was convicted at Norwich Magistrates Court in July and ordered to pay £634 in fines, costs and victim surcharge. Another man used a blue badge his partner had been issued to park in Jetty Cliff in Cromer in January while he was working nearby. He was ordered to pay £834 in fines, costs and victim surcharge. Another man used his wife's blue badge to park in a disabled parking space in Palmer Road, Galston, last December. He was convicted at Great Yarmouth Magistrates Court in April and had to pay £364. A husband who used his wife's badge to park on yellow lines in Church Street, Sheringham, last summer also ended up in court. He had to pay just over £1,000. Another husband who used his wife's badge to park in Sheringham's Cramer Street last July had to pay a little over £1,042. And yet another husband who misused his wife's blue badge had to pay £1,225 after he parked in a disabled space in King Street, Great Yarmouth. And a driver used an expired blue badge issued to another family member to park on a yellow line in Market Gates in Great Yarmouth. They had to pay £728 after conviction. Civil enforcement officers also seized 55 blue badges.
Victims and survivors of sexual violence and domestic abuse are to get additional support after services received a funding boost. An additional £557,000 has been secured from the Ministry of Justice by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner for Norfolk. Five Norfolk-based bids have been successful in securing the extra cash as part of a national strategy to provide longer-term backing for frontline services, helping those who had suffered at the hands of abuse. Domestic abuse now makes up almost one in four of all crimes investigated in the county, with police responding to 24,000 incidents in 2021. Among those benefiting from the additional funds will be the Sue Lambert Trust, which provides specialist therapeutic counselling and support, and Norfolk Integrated Domestic Abuse Services, NIDAS, which helps those at high or medium risk of harm. Other projects receiving extra funds include Advocacy After Fatal Domestic Abuse, AAFDA, the Magdalen Project, and the Norfolk Community Law Service, which provides access to free specialist legal service.
Time is running out to make use of paper £20 and £50 notes before they are taken out of circulation later this month. People have just 22 days left to use them or exchange them until they lose legal tender status. Both notes will no longer be accepted from Friday, September the 30th, with the Bank of England urging people to take them to their local bank or post office if they're not going to spend them. There's thought to be more than £6 billion worth of paper £20 banknotes featuring the economist Adam Smith, and over £8 billion worth of paper £50 banknotes featuring entrepreneur Matthew Bolton and engineer James Watt, still in circulation. That's more than 300 million individual £20 banknotes and 160 million paper £50 banknotes. It comes as the new polymer £50 banknote featuring the Bletchley Park codebreaker and scientist Alan Turing celebrates its one-year anniversary.
A scam alert has been raised after people in Norfolk have received emails claiming to be from the energy regulator Ofgem. Norfolk Trading Standards has issued a warning after fraudulent emails claiming to be offering energy bill support. The emails are seeking to gain personal information, including bank details, as part of their application for a grant. The UK government has sent out information that support will be given automatically with a deduction seen in household bills, with no bank details asked for. Trading Standards said scammers are recognising the vulnerability of the public and are aiming to take advantage of the cost of living crisis. If someone thinks they have fallen for a scam message and provided financial details, they should contact their bank immediately on a number known to be correct, such as the one on the back of a bank card. Suspicious emails can be reported to the Suspicious Email Reporting Service by forwarding the message to report@phishing, phishing, .gov.uk. Anyone who has received an email believed to be a scam can be reported to Norfolk County Council via its partners, the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline, on free phone 0808 223 1133.
Families are furious at having to fork out for new shoes after a large group of Year 11 students were sent home on the first day of term over incorrect footwear. Some 30 pupils out of 200 from Taverham High School in Beach Avenue were not allowed into the classroom, according to headteacher Dr. Roger Harris. He said he sent a clear email to parents on June the 23rd regarding what footwear was and was not appropriate. Pupils without the right smart black shoes, appropriate for the workplace, would be turned away, even if they were appropriate last term, he had also warned. Parents have blasted the school's decision, claiming the burden to pay for extra pairs of shoes is difficult during the cost of living crisis. Dr. Harris said the school offered financial support and felt enough notice was given. Michelle Bull, 52, from Drayton, whose daughter was sent home, said, "I would understand if she went in wearing stilettos. This is unfair and disrupting her learning and will be an unauthorised absence for something as stupid as a pair of shoes. This is narrow-minded and insular. The pupils have already endured homeschooling. I never complained, but this riled me up." Anna Eves, 37, from Horsford, also saw her son sent home and said she understood the need for uniform. However, she added, "For children to be turned away because of something on their feet is bad. There are lots of frustrated parents. I'm reluctant to buy new shoes, but I don't want him to miss out on school." Dr. Harris, who became head teacher in January this year, said the school brought in rules around shoes and uniform to improve behaviour. He said, "Changing uniform makes a change in outcomes and behaviour. It stems from us wanting to become one of the best schools in Norfolk."